Praise the Lord.
Let's all stand, if you will. Let's open up with some prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to gather in your precious little place you provided for us. And Lord, we always want to thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us and his desires he's given us. Lord, we just have this desire, Lord, to go all the way with you, Lord, whatever it takes. And Lord, that's why we gather this evening, and we ask you to bless each heart, Lord, as gathered. Bless us with your precious word. Everything that's said and done be for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. It's page 138, No Only Believe. A solid rock. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood support me.
Come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Amen, so true. Praise his name. Page 217.
The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and was that someone you may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew? Do not what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God. He's done for others. Amen. Praise his name. He'll do for you. So good to be on his side. Amen. Page 15. Tear be dry. Amen. We're heading to a better land. Amen. Praise his name. So much to look forward to. Amen. Those souls, you mind taking up the offering this evening?
Precious Heavenly Father, as the song says, where would we be without you, Lord? Lord, there's no way we could stand here tonight, Lord, with the confidence, Lord, and the grace in our hearts. Lord, if you hadn't reached down your hand and pulled us out of the miry clay, Lord, we thought we was on the right road. Oh, but Lord, you opened our eyes, and Lord, we're so thankful. Lord, now we can sing praises from the bottom of our hearts. Lord, we got a smile on our face every day, Lord, for what you've done for us. Lord, we just gather here this evening, Lord. Lord, as the hands was raised, signifying a need, Lord, we ask you to bless them. We ask you to touch each hand, Lord, that was raised. Lord, you know their needs. Lord, we don't have to know what's going on, but you do. Lord, we ask you to meet each need by the Lord, by your perfect will. Lord, there may be someone in here, Lord, that has a very special need on their heart this evening. Lord, I just feel the need, Lord, to pray and reach out to them. Lord, just bless their heart. Lord, meet every need in a mighty way. Lord, we ask you to bless Brother Leffler, Lord. He's wherever he may be this evening, Lord, we ask you to reach down, Lord. Bless him. Lord, make it easy for him. Let him know that the people here love and appreciate him. Lord, we're with him till the end. Lord, we just love and appreciate you. Now as we, Lord, the hearing of your words coming forth, Lord, we ask you to bless it to each heart. Lord, so we may take these few words, Lord, we hear tonight, and we go out and manifest it in our lives, Lord. See it live. Oh, Lord, that's why we come here, Lord. We're not here to waste time. We're here to grow. Lord, just have your way now. Bless everything, every phase of the service from here on out. Lord, we'll be sure to give you all the glory and the honor it's due unto you. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anyone have a song in their heart tonight? Special? Amen. Praise his name. Anyone at all? Let's all stand then. We ask our brother to come. Sing out a little chorus. Reach out and touch the Lord. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply.
shall and touch the Lord as he goes by. Heart's cry, he's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord. Yes, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, aren't you thankful that you can reach out and touch him? Amen. Just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, we just want to thank you again for this opportunity. Lord, we're just so grateful each and every time you give us the chance to come and together around your word with saints of like precious faith. Lord, just praying that as we read your word, Lord, and partake of these scriptures and quotes, that Lord, it'll strengthen our bodies and strengthen our hearts, Lord, and to give us a desire to keep pressing on. And Lord, to press this battle, for we're almost home. And Lord, may we just truly continue to yield ourselves unto you and just ask you, Lord, to grant us revelation and eye salve, that Lord, we may continue to grow, that we would be exactly what you would have us be, Lord, in these last few days. And Father, may everything that's said and done this evening be to your glory and your honor. And we'll never fail to praise you for it all. In the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad I know him. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn over to John, the 15th chapter. Amen. Just wanted to wrap up a little bit off of from this morning what I was bringing. Amen. We'll go back and read it, but I knew during the service, the Holy Spirit had kind of checked my heart like I'd missed something. And I couldn't figure it out right away, so I just kept on moving, and I went home, and it just kept coming back to me that I had not read something. And so I went back and listened to the service, and I had started to read a quote, and I read half of it, and I stopped. And I'd like to finish that quote this evening. I think it's what the Lord wanted read, and we just put it in our hearts. But here in John, the 15th chapter, in the first verse, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Aren't you so thankful? Amen. That every service you can see God purging it, to make it bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. And I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. May the Lord add the blessings of his word, and you may be seated. Oh, without him we can do nothing. And as we were speaking this morning about his life being reproduced in us, his characteristics, without him, without the mercy and grace that he's shown us, it'll never take place. But by his wonderful predestination and preordered for this time and place in which we have been sent, he put the equipment that was needed in each one of those little elected bride to make sure that at this day, this hour, as he had said in the 14th chapter and the 20th verse, at that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, ye in me, and I in you. And when you see this life being reproduced, when you see the vindication of this word being made alive and real in us, it shows forth that it's a life we can't live ourselves, as our pastor had mentioned. But we see this: without me, you can do nothing. And oh, it's God that gives the increase in our lives. But as I was reading this morning, I had started to read. This was in the exposition of the seven church ages, and this was the Pergamon church age. And I'd just like to read this paragraph again to go with this. And Brother Brandon was speaking. I'm going to back up and read the whole thing. I started in the middle of the paragraph this morning. It says, now remember that Moses was born for a certain work, and he could not do that work until he had received the gifts which would enable him to do the work. And he had to go out in the desert and wait there. And God had an appointed time. There was to be a certain Pharaoh on the throne. And the people had to be crying for the bread of life before God could send him back. And this is true for our day. What do we have in this our day? Multitudes are working signs until we have a generation of sign seekers that know little or nothing about the word or a true move of the Spirit of God. If they see oil, fire, see blood, oil, and fire, they are happy, and it matters not what is in the word. They will support any sign, even unscriptural ones. But God has warned us about that. He said in Matthew 24 that in the last days the two spirits would be so close together that only the very elect could tell them apart, for they alone would not be deceived. And how can you tell the spirits apart? Just give them the word test. And as we had read that quote this morning, as he was talking about human beings being right or left-handed, how close that looks. Everything looks the same. Everything looks so close. But one's right-handed, one's left-handed. He was using that as a type to show how close those two spirits would be in this last day. Fundamentally, they look so right. But oh, if they deviate off of that word, it's so wrong. But as he goes on here, he says, the elect shall tell them apart, for they alone would not be deceived. But how can you tell the spirits apart? Just give them the word test. If they don't speak that word, they are of the evil one. As the evil one deceived the first two brides, he will try to deceive the bride of this last day by trying to get her to hybridize herself through creeds or just plainly turning from the word to any sign that suits her. But God never placed signs ahead of the word. Signs follow the word. As when Elijah told the woman to bake a cake for him first, and according to the word of the Lord, when she has did as the word said, the proper sign come. Come to the word first, and then watch the miracle. That seed word is energized by the Spirit. And oh my, if we will but come to that word in full obedience, it'll entitle us to that token. And oh, once you can see that token's on display and see the vindication of it, that's what it's we're talking about, is to see the excitement. And it ought to bring an excitement into our hearts when we can see this word truly taking us and forming us. As Brother Branham had put it in the message, Who is this Melchizedek? When he said, when this body receives that in life, it throws this body subject to God's word. And everything as it comes forth, how there's a longing and a drive. And he also, Brother Branham, referenced the little brook of how it bubbled. And he'd always say, is it because the rabbits come and drink from you? No, but it's something behind me pushing me. And that's how it is with every seed. When you put that seed in the ground to plant a normal natural seed, you don't have to prod and pull and drag to try to get it up out of the ground. But there's something within it that's pushing it, and it pushes its way to life. Comes up through that ground, and oh my, it brings and comes back to a full maturity. And oh, that's how that is with Jesus Christ. When he put that little seed down in us, oh my, when that life begins to sprout, it can't help itself but to keep growing and growing till it comes to full maturity. But oh, we don't want to be satisfied and just lay down and get lax. But oh, let us press with all that's in us for these last few moments of time, that God would be able to do all that he wants to do. You know, our pastor mentioned there's a work for us to do. And oh, I know that if the Lord's willing, he'll go back into that. But may we set with our hearts open saying, Lord, what is that work for me in this last few days? It might not be what you think, but oh, may we be willing and open to the Lord. Lord, reveal to me more what you would have from me. What more can I do for you? What more can I yield? Where can I go? What can I say that would bring glory and honor to your name, Lord, and bring peace, whatever's needed, to someone in their life. So much times we go through life seeing others struggle and go through life. And you know, I was thinking with Brother Leffler being in this, you know, the situation he's in and age and things. Keep praying for Brother Leffler, so God will strengthen him. Pray for the family. God will strengthen them. It's a tough time. It's emotionally draining. And they need our prayer and our support to uphold them and hold them up before God, that God would give them strength to endure every day. And you may be going through something that we don't even know about. Somebody may be fighting a battle internally that you may not know nothing about. Uphold each other more so in prayer as you see that day approaching. You know, it's so easy. I thought about this a lot, as you see on like a lot of social media, people ask for prayer and everybody types back, I'm praying for you, I'm praying for you. And I just wondered how many of them truly took the time to stop and offer a prayer for someone. Don't let us become like this world. But when we say we're going to pray for someone, be true to your word and take that person to the Lord in prayer. Might be a sinner, might be some other situation, it don't matter. But if you tell somebody, you'll pray for them. You be sure to take them before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Don't let this become just engulfed in this world. Talk is so cheap on all sides. But let us be doers of all that we say that we would do. The Bible says, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. May that truly be us in these last few moments. This is in the message, the token, and this was preached November 28, 63. And I just wanted to read this to go along with this. Paragraph 117. He says, now we see we're living down in the last hours, and the believers must accept all of the word. Notice, it was not just to get together and talk about it. That all the Jews come together and say, now let me tell you what. Tell you, fellas, you know I believe that Moses is right. Because look, we see God identifying himself with Moses. Because we see that pillar of fire, we know what happens. And we know all the identifications that God has given Moses. It's right. You know, he said, we've got to have the blood on the door. I believe that. But you know, after all, I believe I'm just as good as anybody. I'm really a covenant Jew. I've been circumcised, and I pay my offerings and my tithes into the congregation. Why, even the priest, I eat dinner with him. Why, I'm just as good as man as the rest of you are. And that is what happened. We're not to come together to talk about the message, but we're to come together to get in the message. And the message is Christ. He is the word. That's right. We're to get in it and get beneath it. Yes, sir, that's what we're supposed to do. He was not responsible for any persons out from under the blood, no one. No matter who he was not responsible. All had to take not only himself, but his whole family. Their only safe when that token was displayed. And we cannot feel safe until this token is displayed. That's right. You must come under this token, God's Holy Spirit. And it displays to you Jesus Christ, because it comes and lives in you. And as I said last night up in New York, one of my messages, if I told you that Shakespeare lived in me, I would do the works of Shakespeare. And oh, it's such a simple quote, but it still rings so true that if we would just see the reality of this one phase and quote that Brother Branham left us, as we are not to judge, but as we are fruit inspectors, and we see, we know what's been required and how we must look at our own selves and weigh it up against the word. And if we can't see the overcoming, if we don't see the life, we must truly realize what he's saying here. If I told you that Shakespeare lived in me, I would do the works of Shakespeare because I couldn't help it. I'm no more myself. I am dead, and Shakespeare can't live in here. I am dead, Shakespeare, and I can't live in here together in here. Shakespeare was a poet, and I'm a minister. We can't live together. But if I'm dead to myself, then Shakespeare lives in me. The works of Shakespeare I'll do. The life of Shakespeare in me will be lived out like Shakespeare. If the life of Beethoven lived in me, I would be Beethoven. And if the life of John Dillinger lived in me, I would be John Dillinger. That's right. And if the life of Jesus Christ lives in the person, they become identified with him. It's Christ in you. Not a church member, not a system, but a resurrected power. It's the Holy Ghost. And it is a token upon you that your life says amen to every scripture. And the promise is written in there. And how powerful that Holy Spirit is. It will change everything there is about you. It'll take away traits you were born with that maybe were stubborn, maybe traits that were handed down through generations that's not Christ-like. It will conquer it. It will do away with it. And how it should be such a sweetness of the Holy Spirit replaced into our lives. No matter our age, no matter what we're facing, how sweet and loving we should be one to another. In every situation we face. As he goes on here, he says, and you're not yourself no more, you are Christ. You don't think your thoughts. You don't think your thoughts. You say, I think you have no thought coming. The life that was in Christ is in you, and the mind that was in Christ is in you, and the works that was in Christ is in you, and Christ himself is in you, and you're dead, and your life is hid in God through Christ, sealed there by the Holy Ghost, and you are not your own. And oh my, when we truly realize, I'm not my own. He bought me. He paid a price for me. That all I could be here today. And all the love that he had for me that has placed a desire in my heart, a desire into your heart, that's drawn us here even this evening to sit under his precious word. A desire to live for him. A desire to press and to feel this drawing in our heart to be more like him. What a love affair it ought to create in our hearts as each day goes by. How much closer that longing and that love should be drawing us together. Things of this life should fade away, fade more and more dim, as we see how soon appearing he is. Everything down here is going to pass away and be gone, and how that should truly lose its value to us is, yes, we use the things we have to have. There's still things we're going to do. We're going to plant gardens. We're going to maybe go fishing. We're going to do things. But that has just become second, so secondary to everything other than what Jesus Christ wants in my heart or in my life. And it must be first and foremost. And it shows forth where our love truly lies, the greatest. It always proves out. And if he's first, it'll show in everything that we do. This is also in the church ages, in the Thyatiran church age. And I just wanted to read this because as we talk about the works of Christ being made manifest in our bodies, I don't want us to think we can just work ourselves into something. I didn't want to leave that approach. But it's God doing the work from the inside out. And there will be manifestations. As the word is revealed to you and it brings this body under subjection, it will bring an outward emotion that this body is showing forth signs of life. Just like a seed. You lay that seed in the ground, when that life begins to spring forth, you don't have to ask anybody if it had life in it. You begin to see it manifesting itself as it's growing, and it's always showing forth a flower growing and blooming to the glory of God. This was in the church age book, and I didn't write down the page, but it's in chapter 6. And he begins to speak here. He says, Revelations 2:19, I know thy works and love, service and faith, and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Here again, we find the same introductory remarks. I know thy works. The Son of God himself said, believe me for the very work's sake. And he put emphasis on his own works while on earth. The works that he did here were ordained of God to inspire faith in him. And it was a great part of his ministry. His Holy Spirit was in the Apostle Paul, said, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10, these works were to inspire faith in him as they would show forth that relationship to him that Paul described as created in him. Now, works will never take the place of faith in God for our salvation. But works will show forth our faith already placed in him. Good works won't save you, but they will come forth out of a saved life as fruit unto the Lord. I believe in good works. Even if a man is not saved, he ought to do good works and do the best he can. What is horrible in the sight of God is for men to do evil works and then say they are doing the will of the Lord. That is what the bishops and popes and hierarchy of Rome were doing. They were killing, maiming, and doing all manner of evil in the name of the Lord. They lived out lives exactly opposite to what the word teaches. And in that evil day, those true believers shone like a light in a dark place as they continually did good, for they returned cursing with blessing and did the truth to honor God, even though many died for it. In this verse, he says, commending his children because they were living changed lives. Their works testified to a new spirit within. And men saw their good works and glorified God. Yes, that your heart is right. And yes, sir, if you're a Christian, you're going to do what is right. Your works will show that your heart is right. And it won't be something that you put on. For you will do his will when no one but God sees you. And you will do his will even if it costs you his life, your life. So it's not just to do it to please men so they can see what's being done. But even when no one sees what you're doing it to please God. Every action declaring Jesus Christ. And oh, what a consolation it'll bring. What a joy it'll bring into your heart. When you see something maybe you struggled with, maybe something you knew you needed to overcome and you were having a battle with it, but you give it to God and cry out for revelation and watch God move on the scene and move that mountain for you and move that thing out of your life. What a consolation it'll bring. What a confidence it'll bring greater into your heart. Did you do it? No, you can't do it in yourself. But what God can do for you if you will only but yield your body to him. As Paul said in Romans 12, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Oh, it's such a reasonable service. Amen. And this was in the message, Be Not Afraid. And it's just a little paragraph Brother Branham had made. And I thought it was really good. He says, he don't have no hands tonight, and we've heard this said many times, but he don't have no hands tonight, but my hands and your hands. And he has eyes in mine and yours, and that's what he's using. He is the vine, and we are the branches. Is that right, brethren? The minister say, amen. The vine doesn't bear the fruit. The branch bears the fruit, energized by the vine. Is that right? And if that first branch come out of the Pentecostal vine, wrote a book of Acts, if that tree ever puts forth another branch, it'll write another book of Acts, because it won't put forth a pumpkin, and then a watermelon, then a pomegranate. It'll put forth the same fruit every time, because it's the same life going through the vine. And oh, how thankful we ought to be to have that consolation that we can truly see. We stand here, not in the dark, but we're children of the light. We've had God so graciously open up our eyes and lay this word out before us, that we don't have to be in the dark wondering, does my life match up to this word? It's evident. We can look and see where we stand as individuals before God. And what a joy it ought to bring when I can look and see I am matching. And if I truly see that I am matching, it causes a greater love, and it'll cause a pressure within me. Lord, what's next? Where's that next step driving you, pushing you to what He ordained you to be? Oh, predestinated before there was ever a moon or a star for this age. And by God's grace, we will come to that full maturity in Christ Jesus. But saints, we're living in such a wonderful time. But so many are getting weary and letting down, and they've let down the bars, and they've laid down what God has delivered to us. But don't let us be a people as such, but let us press on more than we ever have. As Paul put it over here, I believe it's in the fourth chapter of Hebrews. First Hebrews, the fourth chapter, the first verse, if you want to follow along. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached them did not profit, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as He said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Let me jump. I think it was the second chapter. In Hebrews 2 in the first verse. And therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His own will. Oh, may we truly hold fast this profession of our faith, and may we truly yield our lives to Him in a whole manner as we never have before. Their times are coming, our pastor being given to us by God to bring the word to us and to feed this as a flock. And you know, God prepared men all over this earth, the true fivefold ministry, to bring that word and to ready that little bride for times that are coming. And sometimes they can see a little farther down the road than maybe we can as sheep. That's what a shepherd's for. And may we truly hearken unto the voice of the Lord as the word's coming forth, and we truly see that it's the word. May we truly take heed to it. Don't just turn a blind eye to it. I've heard that before. I've heard those things. I know those things. We've maybe even what I've read tonight, we've all no doubt probably heard many times. We've read it many times. But God has a provided channel that each and every time we walk through those doors and sit down underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And God said through the foolishness of preaching, men's souls would be saved. As that word's coming forth, the Holy Spirit is here working with each and every one of us as individuals to make sure we get what we have need of, to make sure we continue to grow. And tonight it might be one word for me. Tomorrow night it might be another word for another brother. And maybe the next time it's the one nugget means a little more to this brother than it did to that brother. Because God knows what vitamins we need when we need them. Amen. To make it grow and to keep it working and balanced right on time. God's ever mindful. He ain't missed a beat. Never one time is it out of line or off order. But God knows exactly when to put it in there. And oh, I'm so thankful that we have a five-star general that's never lost a battle. Amen. He is leading us. Where He leads me, I will follow. You sisters can come to the instruments. Pretty short little service tonight, but I just wanted to finish that up. And I just pray that all of us are feeling that pressure, a greater desire, a greater pull. And it really, saints, how it should truly make us feel, I don't belittle anyone. When I look around and I see people that just don't seem to be, they just kind of seem to be following this message. They just are kind of slumped down in their seats. They just kind of, they're at service, but oh, we're just here. But oh, I wish God could put a fire back in them. If something could stir their hearts, that don't give up now. Many has walked with this word for many years, and we're so close to the end. Don't lose sight of the goal. And it could be us so easily. It could be you or me. If God should lift his hand of grace for one moment, we could lose our desire. We could lose what we had. But by his mercy and grace, he said he wouldn't lose any of his own. And by God's grace, we see that. But still, how it makes my heart go out to those that I see dedicated their life, but now it's just become old. It's lost its zeal. It's kind of like the old seaman Brother Branham talked about that lived on the sea so long that he could no longer see the beauty in it. And it was just didn't mean nothing to him no more. But oh, may this word be more precious every day. And may we just love it and draw it to us. I know we've heard these things. We go through things. We hear it preached. But God's got a purpose and a plan for everything that's happening. And may we truly just yield ourselves to him and lay before him openly and say, Lord, give me my portion in a greater manner than I've ever had. Amen. I pray that it'll stir your hearts. If you'd like to stand with me, I'd like to turn over here and sing a little song this evening. Hey, man, it's been on my heart. Page 100 in our Only Believe books. Amen. I'm sorry. It was 100 in the capstone book. I think it's in this book, but I don't know what page it's on. Amen. That's still not it. Let's try 169. Amen. I'll get it lined out. Yes, 169 in the Only Belief. Oh, my heart sings today, sings for joy and gladness. Jesus saves, satisfies, banishes my sadness. Guilt is gone, peace is mine, peace like to a river. Jesus is wonderful and mighty to deliver. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Almighty God is he. Yes, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Once a slave, now I'm free, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation. Now the sins of the past have been all forgiven, and my name's inscribed upon the book of heaven. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Almighty God is he. Yes, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Living here with my Lord in a holy union, day by day, all the way, holding sweet communion. Oh, what change grace has wrought in my lowly station, since my soul's received that full and free salvation. Yes, he's wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Oh, Counselor, my peace, Almighty God is he. Amen. Yes, dear Lord. Amen. Praise his name. Yes, he's wonderful, wonderful. Sin and shame, wonderful is my redeemer. wonderful to you? Amen. Oh, he is so precious. Oh, he's so wonderful. Amen. Anybody else got a chorus on your heart? Maybe something you'd like to sing or even something you'd like to say. Amen. You know, I'm just so glad for what God's done for us. When I look and see where he's brought us from and what he's done and where he's taken us, oh, my heart cries out, hallelujah. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. When I think of the goodness of Jesus. Amen. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and just what he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. And just what he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise God for saving me. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad he set me free. Amen. Brother Paul, would you like to come dismiss us this evening? Amen.
Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord Jesus, we just want to come before you with thanksgiving and praise to you that we could take this time, Lord Jesus, stay and gather around your word, Lord Jesus, and with believers of like precious faith, Lord Jesus, and as we hear from your word, Lord Jesus, and grow from that, Lord Jesus, as we draw strength from each other and we pray for each other, Father, Lord Jesus, and draw strength from that, Father. We just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for all those times you've given us, Lord Jesus. And I pray just be with us now. Lead and guide us as we go each and every one our direction, Lord Jesus. And may our week be blessed, Father, Lord Jesus. And just may your Holy Spirit just go with us and that light shine out from us, Lord. Wherever we go, Lord Jesus, may it just glow from us, Father, Lord Jesus. And not just in our words, but also, Lord, in our deeds and everything we do and say, Lord Jesus. May the people see that, Father, Lord. And Lord, as we know, these times are coming to an end, Lord Jesus. May just so much the more, may that revelation just grow deeper inside of us, Lord Jesus. And not just believe it, but Lord, also recognize it, Lord Jesus. It's this, that message, Lord Jesus, listen to it. It's convincing and concerned, Lord Jesus. Maybe not just be convinced, but maybe also be concerned about the truth, Father, Lord Jesus. We just pray, just put that in our hearts and may that zeal just grow stronger in us each day, Lord Jesus. We see that time coming, Father, Lord Jesus. And just have your will in your way as we go our way now. We ask us all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And too, I also want to mention, I don't know if you have heard about that Collins family, that young couple that got killed in that house explosion. And I just pray, just remember that those families, the Sisler family and the Collins family, through these times. And
amen.
From there.
Amen. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you.